So first of all, we're going to look at the six sources of influence, the six aspects of our lives that control us, if you like. So the first one is personal motivation. What do I want and how am I motivated? We touched on motivation in the motivational direction lesson, and we've also been looking all the way through this program, on and off, at meaning. And meaning is expressed differently, if you like, as what do I want to do? And do I want to change is a great and powerful question. Most people glibly say, particularly when they are in difficulty, oh yes, absolutely, I do want to. But it's not a question that should be taken very lightly, because wanting to change has implications. On the other side of the statement, I want to change, is a life that you don't yet really know what is like. You don't really, none of us do when we are before or thinking about a change process, we don't actually know what it's going to be like on the other side. So we are saying that what we want to do is go into the unknown. We want to move into a way of living that we haven't yet experienced, or if we have experienced or we feel we have experienced it, certainly was a long time earlier in our life, perhaps quite a few years before. Personal motivation to change is great, because we need to have a motivation that is going to drive us through the tricky parts which we inevitably are going to experience. The change process itself is one that asks us to deliberately embrace the unfamiliar, the unknown, the road not necessarily yet traveled in this way. It's something that's going to require us to give up the things that we're attached to. So we need motivation to move through it. And I think it's pretty safe to say that if we did not have motivation, or if you were working with somebody who really had no motivation or direction whatsoever, i.e. was not running away from something fearfully or running towards something happily and excitedly, then it would be extremely difficult to work effectively with them as a coach. Of course, the exception to this is people who are experiencing some kinds of challenges like depression that mean that they move in and out of personal stages of feeling motivated or being connected to motivation, and then not feeling that they're connected to any motivation. And again, this is important to try to understand that we need to help them build their connection to motivation whilst they are moving through a patch of their life where they seemingly have disconnected from it. Personal motivation is extremely important in terms of what is going to create the success of the change process.